Join us for part 4 of our interview with Joseph Crawford.
Away from the tribe, we know that you have had some experience in cinematography. Is this something that you have been actively pursuing, or is it more of an additional skill to add to your resume? For the techies out there, do you have a favorite piece of equipment or lighting setup?
Away from the tribe, I continued on as an actor for a while, but my interest in filmmaking just started to really dominate the scene. And, you know, since I was a young kid, as you know, I talked about recording voice, vocal stuff and doing plays. But as a teenager, I always ran around with a camera and always had a film in my head or some sort of film experiment planned. And so I definitely heavily got into pursuing a film career, including studying film school, trying to produce short films, trying to produce music videos, and the like. And I've popped in and out of that industry. It's been a long journey, and I've managed to be part of some pretty cool productions. I'm not so much a cinematographer. Those IMDb credits need to be corrected. There's a bunch of stuff that isn't on there, and then a bunch of stuff that probably doesn't reflect what I really do. My main trade is a video editor, and I now work as a freelancer for my own production company and also for a few other places around town. I do things like cut commercial videos for social media and occasionally TV commercials that come along, and try to stay involved as much as I can in the creative scene by producing music videos for local artists, and very much aspire to put out some short films. My camera background is from my work. This is after the tribe. At a place called Rocket, where we maintain a lot of camera gear, lenses, camera kits, lights for professional shoots and for local productions and productions from overseas that are filming here. So I've got lots of tech experience, and one of the areas I specialized in there is also advising people on their post-production workflow. So at the time when a lot of the new digital workflows were new, like with the RED camera and with a lot of the newer cameras that shot to card and the newer pieces of software that were available, I was helping a lot of productions work out the best way to transfer their footage and edit it on the fly. I've gone through a lot of changes in terms of what software I use for my editing. At this stage, it's Adobe Creative Cloud, which is a collection of creative programs for, you know, design, image editing, audio recording, and video editing, as well as some visual effects and motion graphics stuff you can do. So I mainly work with Adobe Premiere on the video editing side of things, and I'm definitely constantly expanding my skill set and want to kind of be an all-rounder in the area of post-production. I think some of the best directors out there are directors that understand the craft of editing, because then they can shoot their material in such a way that the editor can make the most of it. And editing is the, as they often say, it's like the final write on something. It's the final revision of something. And it is ultimately responsible for the whole rhythm and emotion that the audience feels in the end. It's a really unnoticed and unappreciated art form out there, but that's good. It's the kind of thing that should go unnoticed to the average audience member. It's like at its highest art form, it's like making a sculpture out of time. That's the way I think out of it. Editing is very, very kind of like music in that way.
What are your plans for the future? Are there any new projects that you're involved in? And if there is one thing that you wish you could be doing above all else in a few years' time, what would that be? Is there anything else you would like to say to your fans?
I always am known for being overly ambitious and having too many plans. So yes, as usual, I have a lot of plans and a lot of things I want to develop. But as I've gotten older, I've learned how to sort of temper them somewhat, with more of a realistic expectation of what can be done, so I don't sort of burn myself out trying to go in all directions at once, which is what I have done in the past. There is sort of too much to tell in terms of my story over the last 10 years. Like, for a while I was out of the film industry, I was pursuing my work as a software developer. I came full circle and I came back to editing, because I realized it was a passion, and there was so much in the creative industry that I still felt so attached to, and didn't feel that way or quite on that same level doing software development. So there've been a lot of abrupt changes. At this stage, I'm very much trying to embrace myself as a video editor again. It's not so easy here down in New Zealand to get constant work, so you really have to be constantly putting yourself out there. And that's what I've had to do over the last year to get myself back up and running. So I'm hoping to get further into that field. I mean, the ultimate goal would be to work on feature films. That would be the ultimate goal as a film and video editor. Directing is something I always wanted to do. But you need a certain level of confidence and comfort with yourself and with the way you work with other people that just comes from experience. So I certainly have lots of ideas in my back pocket. I'm constantly sort of developing them, writing notes, trying to write screenplays for projects that I've got in mind. But I've also now got a video production company that I'm putting together to work on things like everything from events videos, training videos, towards all the way up to sort of creative productions with a bigger budget. So in terms of where I'd like to be in a few years' time, I would like to be sort of very well comfortably settled into the industry as an editor, and working on possibly feature films, television on a regular basis. I'd love to develop this vocal aspect, like I mentioned before, do some voiceover work, and quietly in the background, I would like to be writing and trying to produce some of my more ambitious creative ideas, and maybe one day get out there as a director. So definitely keep your eye out for me in the next couple of years. I'll be putting up a couple of websites in a few months' time that is to do with my new video production brand, and also possibly my voiceover work. So keep an eye out for that. Not a career level, I'd love to do more traveling. I used to travel a lot as a young person, and somehow I got so settled here trying to make life work here in New Zealand, which is an awesome place, especially the city of Wellington, for in terms of like its size and how many creative people are here, and the energy level, it's just amazing. But I would love to see more of the world again when it's the right time. You know, I'm happily settled down. I've been with my girlfriend now for just coming up on 4 years, and you know, we have a wonderful relationship. She's really been there for me when times have been tough, and it's a case of balancing out, you know, all the comforts of having a great home life with the more ambitious things I'm going to want to do with myself. And this time I want to do it properly and not, you know, overextend myself and end up tying myself in knots, which I have done in the past. I just want to say to all the fans out there that are still, fascinated and interested in this world we created with the tribe, thank you so much. You are the best fans any show could ever hope for. The level of creativity, imagination, and absolute loyalty to this idea of the tribe that Ray Thompson came up with, and is just incredible, guys. So, you know, I know that even if there's no more films or TV shows produced and put out there of this fascinating idea, all you tribe fans will definitely be keeping it alive in your minds and putting the stuff out there. And I'm sure that this idea will be continued to be explored in other forms, because it's a fascinating concept. So it's been great to sit down and talk to you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all the Tribe fans who, put up with Daryl over the years and have believed in him or seen the good side in him. It's been lots of fun. And I wish you guys at Tribe Sector 4 and tribe.co.uk all the very best. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much, Joseph, for taking time out to participate and respond in our interview. We wish you all the best of luck in your future endeavors. Yeah.